So if those people outside can come in, those people inside stay in, and those people really inside and go deeper inside your body, inside your mind, well, incredible peace and happiness and joy live. So you're sitting here, but it's really good when you start meditating to be extra aware of your body and how it's sitting, as I am right now. I know that I spend a lot of time just making sure my butt and also my right foot, because it's tucked under the knee, my left knee. And if I don't get it right, sometimes the big toe of my right foot gets a bit squashed. That's just me, but I know this. That's the nature of my body. So I make sure that it's not going to be squashed tonight. Well, that feels better. And then I feel this the whole 2 feet. I teach this because I think it works. It works for me anyway. I ask my feet as if they were really good friends. Like the two monks next to me, good friends. I ask them, Ajahn Mamani, how are you? Vipassaka, how are you? And I care for them. If it's something they need, I will get it for them. And that's how I treat my feet. I ask my left foot, right foot, are you happy down there? If not, I will move you. So it's awareness plus the kindness, making sure the feet are happy. Now if you're sitting on a chair and your feet are dangling over the edge of the chair, again make sure that those 2 feet are relaxed. And you can actually move them further apart or tuck them deeper into the chair. Find out the best position for them. Don't just assume that they're comfortable. And then I go up my legs, my calves, making sure they're comfortable and happy. Really being kind to your own body. Many people say that, you know, in spirituality you must learn how to love yourself. This is how you do it. Just kind to the position of your body. And I really am kind to my body. I can feel the calves right now, just the tingling sensation. I haven't got real words for it, but it feels comfortable and appreciated. And it's thankful that I'm paying attention to it. Have you ever gone to work and your boss never appreciates you, just takes you for granted? That feels terrible. It's like your body when you don't appreciate it and care for it. And then I go to my knees. Okay, I never had any real injuries to my knees, but now I can just feel the knees. The sensations in my knees I'm aware of. And even if there was an ache or a pain there, I would imagine that pain expanding, loosening, so it doesn't feel like contracted and tight. Once my knees have relaxed, go up the thighs. I really feel them. I don't just pass over quickly because there's no aches or pains there. I feel just how the sensations are manifesting right now. Just like checking that everything's okay. And not rushing over something too fast. And of course then I get to my butt, the buttocks. And they're pressed against the mat. I'm not using a cushion this evening, just the mat. And I make sure that they're relaxed. It used to be when I first meditated, I'd get very tense and my legs would like become numb because the posture was not really refined. That never happens to me now. make sure the butt is comfortable, and then go up to the waist. Because on our lower robes we tie it up with a belt, so we've got to make sure that belt is not too tight or too loose. Tonight it's just right. And as I go up from the waist, I usually go up the back first of all. Many years ago I did have a back injury and was doubled over for about 3 months. That's gone now. But nevertheless, I'm aware of the spine. And sometimes I let it loose. If I'm sitting on a chair, sometimes I lean back on the chair. But today, just like many days sitting on the floor, I just stretch it to make it feel good. And I make sure it does feel comfortable. Because when it does feel comfortable, then I can relax it. And I only do that at the beginning of the meditation, and usually for the whole meditation it just does not disturb me at all. It's like I've paid it attention, it's grateful, and then everything is fine there. And then I go again to the front of my body, or actually more like the insides, go up the digestive tracts, the colon and the intestines. And if I find anything which is tight there, or aching, or heavy, I will pause there and imagine it getting lighter. Never disregard the power of imagination. If you imagine just an ache or a pain in the guts and imagine it getting lighter and easier and less painful, it does become less painful. You trust in that and it works. And then to the stomach and the lungs and the heart. I just go up through my body, and if there's anything there which feels an ache or a pain, I pause. I don't try to figure out what that ache means or the nature of that pain. I just know it, and I know how to relax it by giving it kindness, expanding it, making that part of the body more at ease, not resisting around it, but opening up to allow the body's own healing mechanisms to relax all that part of my body and for the aches and the pains to disappear. Then go further up the body to the shoulders. And the shoulders are almost like a metaphor for me. Because for some reason or other, when I start meditating, my shoulders are always a bit tight. So I pause there and I imagine, again, use imagination, that there's two groups of like fibers or strings or reeds or something. And they're being pulled apart on either side of the spine, stretched. I imagine stretched by two invisible monsters or little spirits. And then I tell those little spirits to let go of pulling. I can imagine, I can actually feel that the muscles begin to get loose and relax. They're not overly stretched. They're loose. And then they feel at peace. I've relaxed my own shoulders. Then I always know that when you relax things, the idea of resilience, when something dropped on my shoulder, it wouldn't hurt because it's so loose now. If those shoulders were tight and something dropped, it would bruise it. Resilience is when you're already relaxed. Accidents, collisions or whatever can happen, it doesn't affect it at all. And go down my arms, past the elbows, relaxing as much as I can as I go down to my wrists and my hands. And always, I don't know why this always happens, I should be more careful, but I always find when I get to my fingers, they're not well positioned. So I'll now move them, adjust them. That feels much better. And then go back up to my neck. And I usually adjust the head on top of the neck. Move it to the left, to the right, to get the best position for the neck, for the head, sorry, on top of my neck. And when that's there, I know it very well, it feels good. As for the throat, I don't sort of strain it, so the throat can relax as well. I do a lot of talking. My throat has done many words over the 70 plus years I've been alive. So I'm grateful for it. Then I go to the front of my face. I love this last part of the body relaxation. Because I can feel any tightness around the eyes, any tension around the mouth and the nose. That stress, that's what tension does, it stresses those muscles. And that usually comes because of some fear, anxiety, anger, upset or whatever. That's why you can read a person's emotions by how their face is configured. Now I relax all those muscles deliberately. How do you do that? When you have awareness, mindfulness, you can see things change. And you soon learn just what attitude relaxes muscles and what tenses them up. What tightens and what loosens. I don't stop until my face is very relaxed, at ease. But it's more than just at ease, it feels pleasant. Relaxation is usually a delightful feeling. And now I go to my whole body, just sitting here, all connected together, and it feels great. It feels really peaceful. And I keep watching the body. I'm not quite sure if others do this, but I always do it. I find it easy. But I've been meditating for a very long time. Until I feel the delightful sensation of a relaxed body. When you're at peace, the emotional delight comes up. It feels great. And then, when I feel it's the right time, you don't have to follow what I do. You go into the mind. How I go there is just by asking, how peaceful is my mind? You know the quality of peace. Often you know, because when it's absent, you feel very scattered. Or irritated, mind moves all over the place. When it's peace, it's content and still. So how peaceful are you? And what causes that peace? Once you know what causes that peace, you apply those causes. And one of them is just simple, present, and moment awareness. Don't know where you've come from, how you've lived your week and your life beforehand. Please let all of that go. There's no end to raking over the coal, the dead coals of the past. You don't learn much from that, because what you remember, you choose, just like a lawyer at a trial chooses to look at the past with either negativity if they're prosecutor, or with positivity if they're the defense. It's never fair. You learn much more from the present moment, right now. And as for the future, no one knows what's going to happen, except that how you live this moment defines how your future will be. You create the future right now. So it gives more importance to this moment, knowing that here is the only time you can do anything to create a peaceful, healthy, beautiful, harmonious future. And you also notice that when you come into the present moment, you do become more peaceful. But don't just stay in the present moment without kindness. Be kind to this moment. Look upon it with a sense of cherishing. It's very rare to have the opportunity to be in this moment. People are always asking you to do things. Now no one is asking you to do anything, but just to be. And enjoy this moment. It's like a holiday. And if the delight in this moment gets strong, you'll find that you don't need to say anything. That silence starts to come into your mind. And when you can experience silent present moment awareness, then you really are mindful. You're not interrupting the reality of now with words. You're just experiencing it in silence. And peace gets very strong. And for those of you who like to watch your breathing or whatever, it comes very easy once you've developed that degree of mindfulness, first of all. Watch the breath come in. Watch it go out. Simple. Not forcing it. Just experiencing it, not giving it names. Just knowing the sensation, like you know whether it's cold or whether it's hot. I'm going to be quiet now. Please enjoy the meditation however much you can. is getting close to the end of the meditation now. Don't open your eyes yet. But see if you can experience how peaceful you become. How still. The peace and stillness is inside. And when you start to come out into your body from that central stillness, how does your body feel? How relaxed is the body when the mind is peaceful? I enjoy just being with my bodily feelings for a minute, because they're even more relaxed than when I did a body sweep a few moments ago. Everything feels at ease. I feel you can stay like this for hours. This is the connection between the peace and the stillness inside and the body being at ease. So a great deal of health and healing can happen. And now I'm going to be ringing the gong 3 times. And when the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, that is the signal to come out from the meditation. Very good. Now we usually have to wait for a couple of minutes while they turn the internet from one channel to another channel. So please be patient for a moment.